You know, ever since I started this podcast, people have been asking for advice. Usually it's what team to bet on this week. You got Patriots or Steelers, Chicago or Detroit. Well, let me tell you this. Where you're betting at is just as important as who you're betting on. So that's why I always tell people to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been in the business for years, and their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses, so off the bat you're making money for doing nothing. And they have the fastest payouts. Seriously, just 2 business days. You know who's going to win, right? Lay down some cash and win big today. You are listening to an NFL season preview. The NFC South. A lot of people think it's the toughest division in football, and it very well may be yet again in 2017. Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons score the most points per game in 2016 to 11-5 record and a first round bye. All the way, they rode that to the NFC title game and they rode that to the Super Bowl and went up by 25 points. We all know how that ended, a storybook ending for Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and the Patriots. But at least the Falcons balled all year long, first in scoring. They got there. Matt Ryan won MVP. They had the second most yards as an offense. Julio Jones, second most receiving yards. Vic Beasley led the league with 15.5 sacks. And Matt Bryant, veteran kicker, went 34-37 on the year and 6 of 8 in field goals from 50-plus. Very efficient all around offensively. They reward Devontae Freeman for his work on the ground. They gave him an extension. The only cause of concern is he got a preseason concussion. But again, they do have Tevin Coleman there as part of that duo. The one thing offensively that scares me, I know they picked up Mohamed Sanu. That might be a beneficial pickup. They do expect their tight end position to have more production, to say the least. Austin Hooper. But, I mean, defensively, I feel... Yes, they had an amazing playoff run. That's what it takes, is a playoff run. Some of your best football on both sides of the ball clicking at the same time. That's what they had. They were clicking. But this is a bottom 10 defense on third downs. I feel this defense is overrated. They couldn't get off the field. They're not up there all across the board like the other elite units are defensively. Could they get better? Of course. They didn't have their top cornerback last season. They didn't. And they got him now, and I understand that. But, I know they can score points. But how many points? What if they score 4 to 6 points less per game without Kyle Shanahan, who was their offensive coordinator, left for San Francisco? They replaced him with Steve Sarkisian. Sark. Hasn't coached in the pros before. Not a lot of player changes on offense. But, offensive coordinator is different. This isn't the same guy, and he's not going to have everything mirroring what Shanahan did. And there's going to be changes. I've seen Matt Ryan during good seasons, and I've seen Matt Ryan during above-average seasons. It's not all on him, or Julio, or Beasley. But, new OC in town, I do expect Matt Ryan to raise his level of play like he did last season to a more consistent level, not just one season on, the other season above average. I'm expecting the same caliber of play from Matt Ryan. This is his chance to really solidify himself as a top five quarterback, especially as a couple of the other guys get older, like Drew Brees and Ben Roethlisberger and Tom Brady. But I mean, this is Matt Ryan's time to show us that he is a top five quarterback. I have him in the top 7, top 8. Falcons, I think they're going to be in the playoff picture come December. And when I say that, playoff picture, playoff hunt, that means, you know, on your screen while you're watching a game, whether it's of that team or not, they show, oh, this is a look at the wild card hunt or, you know, the race for this division or that division. Atlanta's going to be there. Absolutely. I think all 4 of these teams in the NFC South could be there. But man, maybe 2 of them make the playoffs. But I think Atlanta, takes a step back, comes back down to earth in similar fashion of how the Carolina Panthers did after their Super Bowl appearance. Just not as bad. I think they'll win 9-10 games. I'm just not sure it'll be enough for a playoff berth. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 9-7 last season, just missed out on the playoffs. They expect to be in this time. Their cutter does, if you're watching Hard Knocks. They signed DeSean Jackson, drafted O.J. Howard. They added a couple different elements there to the offense. They already have Cameron Brate, who developed a rapport at tight end with Jameis Winston. Mike Evans, one of the athletic freaks in the game. This offense is top 10 on third downs. And what helps is that the defense was the best on third downs at getting off the field and giving the ball back to their offense. But we're going to see more out of Jameis Winston. A lot of turnovers. He's got some learning to do. Can he read defenses as... Can he develop and show us this season that he can read defenses as well as we believe he can one day? He might be another year away. Who knows? As for that defense that was the best on third downs, getting off the field, Quan Alexander leading the way, fourth in tackles. They have Levante David, who I like a lot, who I kind of feel is always a candidate. I don't think he'll win it necessarily, but who's always a candidate for defense player of the year on the weak side. And that secondary, they picked up TJ Ward, three-time Pro Bowler. Got cut by the Broncos. They have Vernon Hargreaves and Brant Grimes, who I like a lot. He gave Calvin Johnson some fits a couple seasons ago before he hung up the cleats. Didn't stop him on every play, but damn, that was one of those highlight games where I was watching receiver versus corner, and I've always been a fan of Grimes. I like the tandem there. I like Ward back there as well. Bucks have some talent. Start of the season for Tampa Bay, it might be tough. It's not the easiest slate. They don't have the best matchups all across the board. They're actually some of the toughest matchups for all teams in the league. But the final month, if they can still be in the picture, which I think they will be in the picture, that's where they can leapfrog some of the other teams in the wild card picture, maybe even for the division crown in that final month. It does consist of division rival games. Some at home, though. I don't think the Bucks quite make the playoffs just yet. And what may be a shocker to you, my surprise team in the NFC, the New Orleans Saints, 7-9 last season. Tell me how they got to 7. Breeze through for 5,000 yards to who? You're going to tell me Kobe Fleener and rookie Michael Thomas and Brandon Cooks at the time and Willie Snead? Man, Breeze threw for 5K, also completed 70% of his passes. We know he's a future Hall of Famer. But damn, they added another future Hall of Famer. You always count this guy out. I refuse to. Adrian Peterson, and he's looking for revenge as early as week one. Last time you counted him out, coming off a knee injury, he led the league in rushing. Then he missed the season because of suspension, comes back. It wasn't a pretty first two or three games. He got hurt. I get it. But he recovered. He rehabbed. And he got rest. Those legs are fresh again. I mean, he's sharing the backfield with rookie Alvin Kamara and more than serviceable running back in Mark Ingram. So AP is going to be fresh. When has AP had a quarterback like Drew Brees? When has Drew Brees had a running back like AP? Now, Sean Payton has both. And they add speedster Ted Ginn to fill that deep threat role. They won't have Willie Snead for a few games, but I think this offense could really control the clock, and it helps. It helps the defense when you can control the ball and still score between 25 and 30 points per game. And they're going to have to be on the high side, 29, 30 points per game, to make the playoffs, in which I think they will. I think the Saints win the NFC South. Call it a shocker. I just like the Peyton, Breeze, AP combination. Michael Thomas, over a K in his rookie season. I think that continues again. He's their new Marcus Colston. They drafted in the first round Lattimore at corner. This is the best offense when it comes to third downs. And the final month of the season for the Saints, it's in their favor. I know the defense isn't pretty. I know it ain't special, but neither was Dallas. Neither was Dallas. Go look on paper. And they just lost three corners, and we'll touch on Dallas in a second. Neither were Peyton's Colts. Neither are Andrew Luck's Colts. Neither was Drew Brees' Saints when he won the Super Bowl that time, although they were able to generate enough pressure on those defenses to actually win the ring. All you need is just enough when you have these generational talents. And I think the Saints are marching into 2017, into that postseason picture, winning the NFC South. Carolina Panthers, 6-10 last season. There's excitement around Christian McCaffrey, and for good reason. I wanted him on my favorite team. He would have made every single team in the league better. I think McCaffrey is going to be a Pro Bowler one day. He's going to split the backfield with Jonathan Stewart, who's been doing it for years. Knows the offense. And they think they made the offensive line better. You know their center is Ryan Khalil. Well, they brought over Matt Khalil, his brother from Minnesota. He'll be playing on the blind side. And this is arguably the most talented roster in the game. You could throw New England up there, Seattle, Arizona, Carolina. You may not think they're all the greatest teams, but talent-wise, roster-wise, you can even throw Cincinnati in there, and a lot of teams do sometimes. The Panthers have the talent. It's a stacked roster. Great front seven, led by Kuechly and Davis at linebacker. They got star Tuilagi. Man, I mean, what hurts the most, they're weak at corner. They chose to move on from Josh Norman, and it's hurting them. They got, here are their top three corners on their depth chart right now. James Bradbury, Daryl Worley, Captain Munnerlyn. You might have heard of Captain, but the other two, there might be some promise somewhere. That's the only spot on the roster that isn't pretty. Other than that, they drafted Curtis Samuel as well. They have solid stopgap safeties in Kurt Coleman and Mike Adams, getting up there in age. And the final month of the season, it appears to be in Carolina's favor, just like it is in New Orleans. Division is up for grabs. I don't think there's any favorites. It went from the Saints winning the division to Carolina to Atlanta. It's just been some rotation. This is a winnable division. It's like the AFC West and like the NFC East. The NFC South is a top three division in the league, arguably the best. I think all four of these teams are in the playoff picture, but they're beating up on each other. They might be splitting games with each other. That's 3-3 record right there. And I think the Saints are the only one that make the postseason, and they win the division. I think Carolina misses out. I don't think Cam Newton is all that. But he does have the supporting cast to succeed. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. Use promo code CODE to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid.